Jasper evacuees are being told that heavy equipment will only work on private property to address an immediate public safety hazard. The municipality of Jasper addressed this after hearing concerns about heavy equipment working within the townsite, particularly on private property. In an update, it stated crews were not sifting through or removing any debris on private property and were only mitigating public hazards. These are hazards that would otherwise prevent a homeowner or an insurance adjuster from entering the site at all, the municipality noted. In the case of a hazard like an unstable chimney, tree or partial wall, crews are knocking down the unstable structure. The Insurance Bureau of Canada has confirmed that knocking down significant hazards on private property will not interfere with the insurance claims process, the municipality added. Crews continue to prepare the townsite for re-entry with a priority on restoring critical services and removing hazards. More information about re-entry progress can be found on the municipality's website. Wildfire update. Parks Canada reported that the landscape did not receive as much rain as expected on Tuesday, August 6, with some areas receiving more rain than others and amounts between 3 to 12 millimeters. Crews were successful in keeping the fire spread minimal, and the fire perimeter still stands at around 34,000 hectares. As we maintain and protect critical infrastructure and utilities inside and outside of the municipality of Jasper, fire crews are increasing their efforts and prioritizing areas that are most critical in ensuring a safe re-entry for Jasperites, Parks Canada stated in a Wednesday, August 7, update. Parks Canada didn't expect much precipitation but anticipated that continued cooler temperatures would help limit the fire's spread and intensity. Air and fire suppression operations are ongoing, and crews are working to remove debris and damaged vehicles in areas that have been secured. The Jasper Wildfire Complex remains out of control, and an evacuation order remains in place for the National Park and townsite.